This weekend is the kickoff to deer hunting season. Miriam and I are happy to welcome deer hunting legend, expert, also an expert in fishing. He has a very popular website, Steve Bancroft, prohuntingandfishing.com. Thank you, Mr. Bancroft, for giving us some time this morning on Mix 97. Much appreciated.
Good morning. Well, I can say I'm far from an expert, and thanks for the plug that from a website that doesn't exist, but it's a pastime that many of us back here enjoy.
I'm just trying to build you up and bring credibility.
I thought you were calling to buy a house. What's this all about?
You know, I was up in your neck of the woods, Center Hastings, the other day, and north of Belleville. Boy, a lot of Steve Bancroft real estate signs up. You must be doing something right.
Yeah, the market's not the best, but no, we're doing what we can here, and nice to see you see my smiling face on my signs.
Yeah, it must have been Photoshop. But enough about you bragging about how successful you are in real estate. Miriam and I would like to know about this hunting season kickoff. You were telling me a couple of days ago you were in the radio station that a lot of people will leave home tonight or tomorrow or Sunday for the week or two.
Yeah, it depends where you go. It's a two-week rifle season, obviously, and then plus the bow season runs right through till either mid-December or end of December, depending where you are. But yeah, it's a great time of year. A lot of guys, lots of my friends included, absolutely live for this time of year. A chance to get out in the woods, lots of great camaraderie, lots of old stories, some even true. So it's a great opportunity to reconnect with guys that maybe you don't see all year.
And hunting, Steve, is big business in Ontario.
Yep. Well, if you were to see even moose hunting season or leading up to deer season, Highway 62 heading north, it's a lot of camps up there. It's a pretty busy spot. All the spinoffs from for the economy. I think I read a stat. It was like $3,000 a year that a hunter would spend. Wow. So obviously, with it's great for our little community with gas stations and the. The outdoor stores, all that stuff. So it's, like I say, they're leading up to this. This is the biggest time of year for them.
Yeah, Steve, and I'm not very familiar with hunting, so I just wanted to ask you, what's the best part about it? What's the most exciting? Because it can't just be about chasing deer and moose all day, right?
No, not at all. Like I say, the camaraderie, like where I go deer hunting, these are guys that I grew up with, went to high school with. I moved away to play hockey, returned basically when I was 36 and jumped right in with these guys. So again, lots of great camaraderie. It's not something that you can really explain. Like I say, hunting, fishing, it's a way of life for a lot of people. Some people don't understand, but it was something that was passed along to me from my dad. And then obviously my son's away playing hockey, but leading up to this, he started hunting when he was first legal, I think 12 or 13. So he's had the opportunity to feel the love of hunting and fishing too.
I have some friends that have had hunt camps that have been passed down generation to generation to generation. And now some of my buddies or grandkids are involved with the hunting. So you're bang on, Steve, when you say that. And the color for hunters, still that prominent orange.
Yes, blaze orange during rifle season, obviously. There's not just the people out there like shooting everywhere. Hunters are very safe. Everybody's trained. Everybody has to have a license. So it's not like a big, wild west free for all out in the bush. So typically you have your areas that you're going to hunt. So you know where all the rest of the hunters are placed. Some people use dogs, but, say it's an area up here that everybody knows it's hunting season.
Yeah, so you're in Madoc, but everybody's got kind of their special place where they like to hunt. I know Bancroft, Cummermere area, Maynooth are popular. Do you leave the area and go to a camp and gone for a week or two, or are you home every night?
No, we have a camp just outside of Madoc, like I say, with friends from growing up. I don't stray too far. I'm only a few miles from town, so we're in and out, and I usually stay for a few nights and then kind of spot hunt here and there. Some people have to drive 3, 4, 5 hours. We're lucky that there's lots of wildlife right in our immediate area.
I wanted to get this in. You were telling me earlier this week that a group of the lads went hunting in 6 hours past Thunder Bay. Again, quickly on that story, where the hell was it?
Yeah, it's a little town called Ear Falls. A friend of ours, Colin Watson, he runs a camp up there, another guy we went to high school with. So, yeah, it's a 21-hour drive, but kind of funny, get all the way up there, and then you run into people from Tweed and Belleville and Trenton. But lots of moose up there, and accommodations for us, stayed in a beautiful cabin, pointed us in the right direction, and lucky enough, we've been up there for a couple of years, so we were lucky to be able to harvest a moose both years. So always, not that that's the, not that every trip has to end like that, but where it's definitely what you're after, but there's a good time had regardless.
Mix 97's hunting and fishing expert, Steve Bancroft, joining the show this morning. For more details, you can go to stevebancroftprohuntingandfishing.com. And we appreciate this. Do you know if there's a hunter's ball anywhere this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah, I'd like to go to a hunter's ball.
No, they'd have to wait till the season's over. Everybody's busy getting ready.
I know my brothers, quite a few of them hunt, and they always have lots of good food and fun, like you said, and music. It's always a pretty special time. So thank you for this.
Well, I appreciate the plug. And again, I'm far from a hunting expert, but I do enjoy it. And I appreciate you having me on. It was great seeing you again the other day.
Yeah.
I was reflecting on our conversation and trying to figure out what was actually the truth when you told me, but good time always.
How's your son doing Dalton with the Providence Bruins of the American Hockey League? He'll be in Belleville in a couple weeks.
Yep, they're doing Providence is 7-0, so tops in the league. Obviously, he's a first-year professional, so learning the ropes with how professional hockey works. So fighting for ice time on the best team in the league. So part of the process, but he's having fun. Got an apartment with another young lad, so lots of good times ahead.
Jay's going to win tonight.
For sure.
Thank you. Steve Bancroft, Mix 97's hunting and fishing expert. For more, go to stevebancroftprohuntingandfishing.com. Thank you, Stephen.
Have a good day.
Thank you.